So we're going to go into the second case in a second, but we're getting some good text questions in here I want to kind of throw by you. Here's one from 650 California. Beth, how do you manage a patient with myeloma and type 1 diabetes that requires steroids?
Very carefully. So all my patients start on steroids. Rafael had mentioned early on, he talks about the neuropsychological mood swings that occur. Kenna says that she tells her patients to go out for a bit and then come back in when they're on steroids. But in terms of the metabolic, the diabetes associated with it, I think it's really important to link in with their primary care physician or the endocrinologist to help co-manage. If they're type 1 diabetic, they can still take the steroids, which are integral to helping the novel drugs work better.
Rafael, any comments about managing patients with diabetes and myeloma who require steroids? Do you give them less steroids? Anything else you can do other than sort of watch them more carefully?
You know, I think it depends on the situation. If it's just a slow progression, maybe you could even think about omitting steroids. So you could use something like Cybor without the D. There's some data about, for instance, thalidomide and bortezomib in combination. But if you have an acute situation, I say go ahead and use the steroids, try to do early tapering, and actually involve your colleagues. We do so when we have difficult cases from the endocrine department, so that proactively we're expecting the changes in the blood glucose levels.
So Melissa, this one is another one from 916, which I think is California. You actually do transplant yourself, right, Melissa?
Yes.